Good morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as the country begins to mourn, to gather together in unity against the mass shooting in Las Vegas, we see more information coming in, including that he meticulously planned his attack, that networks of cameras, according to the New York Times, let him watch for police while firing. The gunman's girlfriend will be questioned. She is being escorted back from the Philippines. Your thoughts on the latest developments and an eye toward Washington and potential legislation when it comes to gun control?
Well, the first thing is that Speaker Ryan, who I now consider to be somewhat despicable in all of this, has called for not bringing up the so-called silencer bill, which would allow silencers to be sold more easily and legally. And this is an interesting insight into the thinking that a lot of these Republican congressmen are having right now, which is this is no time to be doing this, because we really don't know what the force of public opinion is going to be. If, in fact, it's so great that Republicans feel that they are risking re-election because so many of them are gutless wonders that don't have any what John F. Kennedy would call profile and courage in them, then I think we may see a change in the approach in this country. But remember, you have a National Rifle Association. You have incredible amounts of money from the gun manufacturers. You have somebody like Steve Bannon now talking to the president or giving him advice, saying, you do this and you're done. You're through. And the president saying, well, we can talk about gun control in the future. You don't talk about it now when the worst modern tragedy in history is occurring. You better believe that you're going to miss a political place where you should be. And now you see the House of Representatives, while all of this is going on, coming up with a 20-week abortion ban. They've tried it before. They haven't gotten away with it. And I keep thinking about, here's Donald Trump, this guy who has talked about grabbing women by their genitals and all the rest of this stuff. You know, we once had a thing in this country. I'm not making any accusations here, but I'm raising a question. We once had a thing in this country where the rich could afford abortions. They were illegal, but they could afford them. They could go to other countries. They could get them. Now you have the specter of people, including many of the people who voted for Donald Trump, going back to those terrible days when women were maimed and hurt and killed, coat hangers and all the rest. So this is a diversion. You lose on the gun fight, you raise the abortion thing too. Now, as far as bringing the gunman's girlfriend back to the United States, escorted by federal officials, and becoming a person of interest again, one can only wonder if she's going to bear the full brunt of responsibility, because if they find anything that she knew that she should have said, she's in real trouble. On another front, David, Justice Kennedy has now signaled that he's interested in the question of gerrymander and whether or not the gerrymander should be unconstitutional. And it looks like, based on the questioning he did of those lawyers for the side that was arguing that the gerrymander should remain legal, that he is leaning in that direction. At least that's what the major newspapers are making of it this morning. That could change everything, because what happened was that the Republicans in New York, a federal judge had ruled that the congressional districts should be done by a federal court. So we had more of a fair fight here. But in most states, that's not the case. So there's a lot on our plates this morning, David.
There certainly is. And in order to have that plate full with information and culture that you won't get anywhere else, your radio station is here for you, WAMC.org. That's the lockbox. We have a number of things in there. But as you always talk about, Alan, it's about your radio station.
Well, it really is. I don't think we have to lecture anybody, right, David? We know full well that people understand what this radio station brings to them. They may not agree with everything they hear on the radio station, but one thing is for sure, they listen to it, to the panel in the mornings in record numbers. It really is now incumbent on all of us to save this. I met a lady yesterday who said, you said $5 is enough, or a dollar. Do it, because it shows you're in. And she said, you know, I had to sell a piece of scrap metal in order to do it, but I did it and I meant it. So there you are, folks. Let's everybody put something in. And David, let's not forget Harry Belafonte, a living legend. Once in your life, you'll be able to see this great man. $150 for two tickets. But again, the $5 is just as important in terms of keeping this place going.
Saturday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Egg for the conversation with Alan and Harry Belafonte.